You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible Week International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to day 129.
We're continuing in the Book of Judges. And Gideon had an amazing victory and finally died, but not before having 70 sons from, I'm sure, many different wives. But one of those sons was named Abimelech, and he was born from a slave girl. And so, with Gideon gone, there is a vacuum of leadership in the Israelite Empire. Remember, the people wanted Gideon to be king, but he said that he would not be king, and neither would his son, Jotham. But Abimelech has other ideas, even if that means slaughtering all 70 of his brothers. But let's see what God thinks about this. And as we've seen in the book of Judges, sometimes God lets things happen because the Israelites have been worshiping other gods. Or God can see great injustice and bring a judge into the story to save them. So which side of the fence is God on today? And how long can Abimelech get away with whatever it is he's trying to do? We are also continuing in the book of John, and we see Jesus perform at least two more amazing miracles. One in front of his followers, and one in front of a crowd of people. But the followers' reactions to these miracles may not be what you expect.
If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry. And you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started.
Judges chapter 9. Abimelech becomes king. Gideon's son, Abimelech, went to his uncles in the city of Shechem. He said to his uncles and to all his mother's family,
"Ask the leaders of the city of Shechem if it is better to be ruled by the 70 sons of Gideon or to be ruled by only one man. Remember, I am your relative."
Abimelech's uncles spoke to the leaders of Shechem and asked them that question. The leaders of Shechem decided to follow Abimelech. They said,
"After all, he is our brother."
So the leaders of Shechem gave Abimelech 70 pieces of silver. That silver was from the temple of the god Baal, Berith. Abimelech used the silver to hire some men. These men were worthless, reckless men. They followed Abimelech wherever he went. Abimelech and his men went to his father's house at Ophrah and murdered his brothers. They brought all 70 sons of Abimelech's father Gideon out to a stone block and killed them there, one at a time. Only Gideon's youngest son, Jotham, was able to escape by hiding. Then all the leaders in Shechem, including the officials of Beth Milo, came together. They all gathered under the great tree by the sacred stone in Shechem and made Abimelech their king. Jotham's story. Jotham heard that the leaders of the city of Shechem had made Abimelech king. When he heard this, he went and stood on the top of Mount Gerizim and shouted out this story to the people. "Listen to me, you leaders of the city of Shechem, so that God will listen to you. One day, the trees decided to choose a king to rule over them. The trees said to the olive tree, 'You be king over us.' But the olive tree said, 'My oil is used to honor gods and humans. Should I stop making my oil just to go and sway over the other trees?' Then the trees said to the fig tree, 'Come and be our king.' But the fig tree answered, 'Should I stop making my good sweet fruit just to go and sway over the other trees?' Then the trees said to the vine, 'Come and be our king.' But the vine answered, My wine makes men and kings happy. Should I stop making my wine just to go and sway over the trees? Finally, all the trees said to the thorn bush, come and be our king. But the thorn bush said to the trees, if you really want to make me king over you, come and find shelter in my shade. But if you don't want to do this, let fire come out of the thorn bush. Let the fire burn even the cedar trees of Lebanon. Now, if you were completely honest, when you made Abimelech king, may you be happy with him. And if you have been fair to Gideon and his family, and if you have treated him as you should, this is also good. But remember what my father did for you. He fought for you and risked his life when he saved you from the Midianites. But now you have turned against my father's family. You have killed 70 of his sons all at the same time. You made Abimelech the new king over the city of Shechem. He is only the son of my father's slave girl. But you made him king because he is your relative. So if you have been honest and fair to Gideon and his family today, then may you be happy with Abimelech as your king, and may he be happy with you. But leaders of Shechem and Beth Milo, if you have not done what is right, may Abimelech destroy you, and may you destroy Abimelech. After Jotham had said this, he ran away and escaped to the city named Beer. He stayed there because he was afraid of his brother, Abimelech. Abimelech ruled the Israelites for 3 years. Abimelech had killed Gideon's 70 sons. They were his own brothers. The leaders of Shechem had supported him in doing this evil thing. So God caused trouble between Abimelech and the leaders of Shechem, and they began planning ways to hurt Abimelech. The leaders of the city of Shechem turned against Abimelech. They put men on the hilltops to attack and rob everyone who went by. Abimelech found out about the attacks. A man named Gaal, son of Ebed, and his brothers moved to the city of Shechem. The leaders of the city of Shechem decided to trust and follow Gaal. One day, the people of Shechem went out to the vineyards to pick grapes. They squeezed the grapes to make wine, and then they had a party at the temple of their god. The people ate and drank and cursed Abimelech. Gaal, son of Ebed, said, why should we serve Abimelech? He's not one of our people. He's the son of Gideon. So we should not have to obey Abimelech or his officer Zebul. Our leader should be someone from the family of Hamor, the ancestor of Shechem. If you make me the commander of these people, I will destroy Abimelech. I will say to him, get your army ready and come out to battle. Zebul was the governor of the city of Shechem. Zebul heard what Gaal, son of Ebed, said, and he became very angry. Zebul sent messengers to Abimelech in the city of Arumah. This is the message.
Gaal, son of Ebed, and Gaal's brothers have come to the city of Shechem. They are making trouble for you. Gaal is turning the whole city against you. So now, you and your men should come tonight and hide in the fields outside the city. When the sun comes up in the morning, attack the city. Gaal and his men will come out of the city to fight you. When they come out to fight, do what you can to them.
So Abimelech and all his soldiers got up during the night and went to the city. The soldiers separated into four groups. They hid near the city of Shechem. Gaal, son of Ebed, went out and was standing at the entrance to the gate of the city of Shechem. While Gaal was standing there, Abimelech and his soldiers came out of their hiding places. When Gaal saw the soldiers, he said to Zebul, look, there are people coming down from the mountains. But Zebul said,
you are only seeing the shadows of the mountains. The shadows just look like people.
But again, Gaul said,
"Look, there are some people coming down from that place over there by land's navel. And there, I saw someone's head over by the magician's tree."
Zubbles said to Gaul,
"Why aren't you boasting now? You said, 'Who is Abimelech? Why should we obey him?' You made fun of these men. Well, go out and fight them."
So Gaul led the leaders of Shechem out to fight Abimelech. Abimelech and his men chased Gaul and his men. Gaul's men ran back towards the gate of the city of Shechem, but many were killed before they could get back to the gate. Then Abimelech returned to the city of Arumah. Zebul forced Gaul and his brothers to leave the city of Shechem. The next day, the people of Shechem went out to the fields to work. Abimelech found out about it. So Abimelech separated his men into three groups. He wanted to attack the people of Shechem by surprise, so he hid his men in the fields. When he saw the people coming out of the city, he jumped up and attacked them. Abimelech and his group ran to a place near the gate to Shechem. The other two groups ran out to the people in the fields and killed them. Abimelech and his men fought against the city of Shechem all that day. They captured the city of Shechem and killed its people. Then Abimelech tore down the city and threw salt over the ruins. There were some people who lived at the tower of Shechem. When they heard what had happened to Shechem, they gathered in the safest room of the temple of the god El Berith. Abimelech heard that all the leaders of the tower of Shechem had gathered there. So Abimelech and all his men went up to Mount Zalmon. Abimelech took an axe and cut off some branches and carried them on his shoulders. Then Abimelech said to the men with him,
"Hurry, do the same thing I have done."
So all the men cut off branches and followed Abimelech. They piled the branches against the safest room of the temple of the god El Berith. Then they set the branches on fire and burned the people in the room. About 1,000 men and women living near the Tower of Shechem died. Then Abimelech and his men went to the city of Thebes and captured that city. But inside the city, there was a strong tower. So all the leaders and other men and women of that city ran to the tower. When the people were inside the tower, they locked the door behind them. Then they climbed up to the roof of the tower. Abimelech and his men came to the tower to attack it. Abimelech went up to the door of the tower to burn it. But while Abimelech was standing at the door of the tower, a woman on the roof dropped a grinding stone on his head. The grinding stone crushed his skull. Abimelech quickly said to the servant who carried his weapons,
"Take out your sword and kill me. I want you to kill me so that people will not say that a woman killed Abimelech."
So the servant stabbed Abimelech with his sword, and he died. The Israelites saw that Abimelech was dead, so they all went back home. And that way, God punished Abimelech for all the bad things he had done. Abimelech sinned against his own father by killing his 70 brothers. God also punished the men of the city of Shechem for the bad things they had done. So the thing said by Jotham, son of Gideon, came true.
John chapter 6, verses 1 through 24. Jesus feeds more than 5,000. Later, Jesus went across Lake Galilee, also known as Lake Tiberias. A great crowd of people followed him because they saw the miraculous signs he did in healing the sick. Jesus went up into the hills and sat there with his followers. It was almost the time for the Jewish Passover festival. Jesus looked up and saw a crowd of people coming towards him. He said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough bread for all these people to eat?" He asked Philip this question to test him. Jesus already knew what he planned to do, Philip answered,
"We would all have to work a month to buy enough bread for each person here to have only a little piece."
Another follower there was Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter. Andrew said,
"Here's a boy with 5 loaves of barley bread and 2 little fish, but that is not enough for so many people."
Jesus said, "And tell everyone to sit down." This was a place with a lot of grass, and about 5,000 men sat down there. Jesus took the loaves of bread and gave thanks for them. Then he gave them to the people who were waiting to eat. He did the same with the fish. He gave them as much as they wanted. They all had plenty to eat. When they had finished, Jesus said to his followers, "And gather up the pieces of fish and bread that were not eaten. Don't waste anything." So they gathered up the pieces that were left. The people had started eating with only 5 loaves of barley bread, but the followers filled 12 large baskets with the pieces of food that were left. The people saw this miraculous sign that Jesus did and said,
"He must be the prophet who is coming into the world."
Jesus knew that the people planned to come and take him and make him their king. So he left and went back into the hills alone. That evening, Jesus' followers went down to the lake. It was dark now, and Jesus had not yet come back to them. They got into a boat and started going across the lake to Capernaum. The wind was blowing very hard, and the waves on the lake were becoming bigger. They rowed the boat for about 5 or 6 kilometers. Then they saw Jesus. He was walking on the water, coming towards the boat. They were afraid, but he said to them, "Don't be afraid, it's me." When he said this, they were glad to take him into the boat. Then the boat reached the shore at the place where they wanted to go. The next day came. Some people had stayed on the other side of the lake. They knew that Jesus had not gone with his followers in the boat. They knew that the followers had left in the boat without him. And they knew it was the only boat that was there. But then some boats from Tiberias came and landed near the place where the people had eaten the day before. This was where they had eaten the bread after the Lord gave thanks. The people saw that Jesus and his followers were not there now. So they got into the boats and went to Capernaum to find Jesus. Psalm chapter 58. For the music director, to the tune, "Don't Destroy," a miktam of David. You rulers are not being fair in your decisions. You are not judging people fairly. No, you only think of evil things to do. You commit violent crimes against the people on earth. Wicked people started doing wrong as soon as they were born. They have been liars from birth. Their lies are as deadly as the poison of a snake. They shut their ears like a deaf cobra that does not listen to the music of the snake charmers, no matter how well they play. God, they are like lions. So Lord, break their teeth. Make them disappear like water down a drain. Let them be crushed like weeds on a path. Let them be like snails melting away as they move. Let them be like a baby born dead who never saw the light of day. Let them be destroyed suddenly, like the thorns that are burned too quickly, heat a pot. Good people will be happy. When the wicked get the punishment they deserve, they will feel like soldiers walking through the blood of their enemies. Then people will say,
good people really are rewarded. Yes, there is a God judging the world.
Thank you, everyone. That was day 129. Join us for day 130. Continuing in the book of Judges, we meet a few more judges, Tola, Jair, and then we hear about the Ammonites who fight against Israel. Then Jephthah is chosen as a leader as they face a formidable enemy. And Jephthah makes a promise with the Lord for military victory. And in the book of John, the people find Jesus across the lake, and they want to know, what is it that they're supposed to do before the Son of Man comes? You'll have to join us to hear his answer. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.